From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The concerns expressed by Hudson aldermen about problems with the stairwell doors in Bliss Towers was discussed at a recent meeting of the Hudson Housing Authority Board of Commissioners. HHA Executive Director Tim Matisse reported that, and I quote, "We've opened," end quote, "the door to one of the stairwells and have ordered a camera at the location. Alarms will still sound when the door is open, and one will be able to open the doors to other stairwells only in case of fire, but," and I quote, "we're working on that," end quote. Also at the meeting, the board voted to accept a $470,000 elevator upgrade bid from Otis Elevator Company. The lifespan of an elevator is 20 years, and the two high-use lifts at Bliss are more than 20 years old and often out of order. The plan is to keep the machinery and to replace the controls and the doors with Otis brand equipment. The work would take 12 to 14 weeks per elevator to complete once approval is received and a down payment is made. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is pushing for continued federal funding for community health centers before the approaching December 20th congressional deadline. The New York Democrat has called on lawmakers to not only approve the funding, but to do so at a higher rate. She said, and I quote, "I am requesting at least a 10% increase for the community health centers for 5 years, and I hope Congress will also include $4.6 billion for capital projects, which would allow community health centers across the country to modernize their facilities and expand the scope that they offer," end quote. Gillibrand said without the approval, the health centers would lose 70% of their federal grant funding, forcing them to cut or scale back the services they provide. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for Columbia Paper on the November 18th Kinderhook Town Board meeting. At that meeting, the board approved waiving the marriage license fee for active duty members of the military. The Bank of Greene County was named its official bank after Town Supervisor Pat Grattan said the bank has offered to collect town taxes at no charge, a service that would save the town approximately $6,400. The board authorized a 5-year contract with the Valencia Rescue Squad, reflecting a $120,000 increase for 2020, as well as a $100,000 increase in both 2021 and 2022. The rate will then remain at about $504,000 until 2024. And the town board has been in discussions with Valencia Mayor Diane Argyle about the potential expansion of village offices at the Martin H. Glenn Building. Argyle said the village would not move forward with any expansion for 2 months when all involved have had the opportunity to comment on a proposed new layout. The Kinderhook Town Board will meet next on Monday, December 16th. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Columbia Memorial Health Foundation, December 3rd, announced the appointment of Socrates resident Ryan Scott to its board of trustees. The foundation is a philanthropic arm of Columbia Memorial Health. Scott is the general manager of Pro Printers, a family-owned commercial printing business located on Fairview Avenue in Hudson. His father started the business 30 years ago. Scott's wife, Carrie Scott, is Pro Printers' co-owner and production manager. Columbia Memorial Health Foundation Vice Chair Ann Shoemaker said Scott will bring, and I quote, "invaluable energy, creativity, and expertise to our board," end quote. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.